Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Everybody, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Benny.
Yes, ma'am.
How many times have we heard that intro?
Oh, a lot.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking about that.
We have a number, an exact number.
I don't think we have a number, but it's like, well.
Thousands.
So it's
for
not
sure.
We kind of went to that intro after we made the From the Crust Busting
right,
Shift.
Right.
We went to that. Mm-hmm. So it has to be 05. Has to be kind of 05-ish.
Around there.
I think.
06 maybe, I think.
Yeah, 5 and 6. That's it. That's it.
Over 10 years.
It's a long time.
We'll put it that way.
It has.
Lost all my hair in that time.
Did you have
hair?
Yeah,
oh yeah, I had hair.
Okay.
There's pictures to prove I had hair. Yeah.
Okay. You have hair though? Okay.
Well, I migrated south to my face.
Yeah. I know. Hey, happy 11/11, everybody. Cornelia Stephanie is in the house. Why? Because it's a very special show dedicated to today. But it's more about the show dedicated to the numbers, 11/11. It's the energy of it. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. You know, for the work that she does and what she brings. You know, one of the things you'll know, whether you listen to her on radio or the fabulous people she brings forward, one of the most important energies to shift from and to. And how many shows, Benny, have I done on this in the past 2 weeks, is from a state of anxiety, just gut-wrenching anxiety. And this is not, I'm not making it up. You know, almost every study that has been done about our culture in the past year, even comparing us to some of the most war-driven countries on the planet, we still come out as the most anxious of all. And so why is that? You know, why is it that in the world we live in or where we're living, you know, we are in this constant state of churning? But we talked a little bit about it in the last show, and last week we talked a lot about the churning. But the question really is, what do we do to move it? You know, what do we do from waking up day in, day out with automatically a vision of not enough or a vision of I will not get to where I want to go? And we don't sit there and we don't say it. We don't say, oh my God, I'm not going to get there. But we say it internally and then we live it. And then the action we take demonstrates it. And what you know about Cornelia is that beyond being passionate about humanity and about humans, her work and her coaching ability and the workshop she creates is for massive change. Massive change. And what I mean by that is not one or two people, but a galactic energy of change. Because, you know, Jean Houston said to me a long time ago, when I first started doing this, you know, we talked about the energy of coming forward. And she said to me, you'll never have to do anything so long as you listen to your galactic partner. And I never understood that back then. But what we're talking about is a place where peace resides. And alongside of peace is possibility. And alongside of possibility is plenty for you, for me, for the world. But if we can't get to that place, we'll never get to the place of self-actualizing. And we'll always be thinking about the things I thought about when I was homeless. What am I going to eat? Where am I going to go? Never even thought about whether my face was cleaned or whether or not my clothes were ripped. But is that what we were meant to live? The answer is really not. And it's not to say that we don't need to do a lot of work in this area, but today is about trust. 1111 is about possibilities. 1111 represents some of the highest configurations, along with, when you think about that, and planetary movement of Taurus tomorrow night, but Jupiter now moving from Sagittarius to Capricorn, and you look at the abundance out there, you must start your healing journey. Cornelia is going to take us on that. Welcome to the show.
It's an honor and a pleasure to be here, Dr. Pat.
Isn't
Hi, Benny.
Fun being
Hello.
In
Welcome
the
studio.
Thank you.
We in the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fantastic to be here in the building. I was so looking forward to the experience today. 1111 coming down to Seattle to see you guys, to be up here with you in the high rise, and have this amazing experience with you as we're grounding in and anchoring in a deep inner peace, because again, the peace starts from within, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when you are so spinning inside, spinning, where no one can see it, but you're spinning in a way that you cannot see your way out. You cannot see a prosperous, abundant future. You cannot see your vision. And you might look great on the outside, but what's going on in the inside? Boy, might as well be a Vitamix.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are beginning their awakening journey, right? And over the last, I want to say, I was thinking about this on the drive down. How long has it been now since I've been working on myself, working on my shadow, bringing my shadow to light and integrating my shadow, and how painful that journey has been throughout the last 10, 12 years, and at the same time, so fertilizing, so rewarding, it was all on purpose. It's all on purpose. And if we can trust and realize that everything that's happening right now is happening so that we can remember the truth of who we are, that we can live and create our greatest life, that whatever it is that we came here to be, to align with our soul's passion, our soul's mission, and to choose what that's going to be. But you said it. You said people are focusing on lack, they're focusing on what it is that they don't have. And if we focus and put our energy on what we don't have, we're not focusing on our energy of creating of what it is that we do want and what it is that we do have. You know, Neville Goddard, he talked about creating from the end in mind, you know, acting as if, writing as if, living as if you already have it. And so it's really about, you know, shining and raising our consciousness, especially with an amazing portal like we have today, this gateway, this opening that each of us is. And right now we're so supported at this time to really live and create our best life, especially as we begin 2020. So every person that's incarnated on this planet is here to do that. And it's just, when will you choose?
Right. When will you choose? And you know, when you choose is now, because this is the time to choose right now. This is it. There's a portal here that's open, right? And the portal started to open last year on, I think, the 8th, November 8th. And the philosophical energy of some really key planetary shifts, when Jupiter came home to Sagittarius and hit that mark, you, and I know I'm personally affected by it because I'm a quadruple Sagittarius, but I'm also a quadruple Capricorn. So I'm fastening my seatbelt. If I don't get my you-know-what together and start to get out and think big, if we don't start to really accelerate what we want to do to create a better world, my sense is it won't get done, not because of the universe, but because we didn't trust, right? Isn't that it?
Yes, absolutely. It's that we have to really take that leap of faith. We have to take that leap of faith, and we have to be willing to go big. Go big or go home, right? We have to really go for, you know, the greatest. What is it, our soul's calling? What was that that's coming alive in us? And be willing to take that leap of faith and be willing to, you know, raise our consciousness, and then realize that when we do that, the shadow will become activated. And when the shadow is activated, then we do that work right here, right now, that inner work of loving the shadow free, of bringing love to it, bringing compassion, bringing understanding, doing the healing work that we need to do. Because when I look back for the last 12 years and I think of, wow, you know, 12 years ago, who I was then and who I am now. I mean, think about that. I mean, who were you 12 years ago? Seriously.
Well, I definitely was brunette. I just want to say that. You know, it's really funny, but 12, 14, so going on our 16th year. So 12 years ago, approximately, a listener called into the show, and I never wanted to talk about my doctorate, ever. I didn't come on air as Dr. Anything. I'm the only one in my family to graduate high school. I was embarrassed, and I was afraid. And Dr. Kelly and I went to the same school, so we had the same advisor, so we were both afraid. And I thought, I would wake up, Cornelia, I would wake up every night in the middle of the night in a hot sweat, and I could see myself getting ready to grab that diploma and have it snatched away for not having enough credits or not having done something. This is a reoccurring dream for me in 2003. And that's when I dialed the wrong phone number. But the show wasn't called that. I don't know if Benny's got the old intro. The show was called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. Because I woke up one day and I couldn't get off the couch. Here I am, doctorate, awards, postdoctorate, job offers. I couldn't take not a single one. I knew too much. And I get a wrong phone number, looking for a man named Tracy. I get a woman named Tacy. And I pull out a credit card and I buy 13 weeks of internet radio in 2003 for 10 grand on the internet. 1 hour. I never look back. But I want to talk to you about trust. And I want to talk to you about the work you do to instill the energy of trust so that it dissipates lack, fear, and not enoughness. Because that is what you stand for. You're not just talking about trust for trust. You're talking about trust so that people can accelerate their dream, aren't you?
Yes, and trust, you know, is we have to look at what the opposite of trust is, because we live on a planet with duality, and the opposite of trust, in through my experience, has been betrayal. You know, in first
that's
of all,
right?
Opposite of trust is betrayal.
Yeah.
Like, so
the opposite of trust is not mistrust.
No,
I took 10 years of studying to actually prove that it is betrayal.
It's
That's brilliant.
Opposite of trust is betrayal. And betrayal is a core emotional wound. It's a core emotional wound. And if anywhere within our consciousness, within our being, that we still feel betrayed by life, by our partners, by the universe, by source, by God, whatever you want to call it, if we still feel that somewhere within our emotional body, then we're still going to be attracting, magnetizing experiences like that to us so we can have the evidence of our belief.
Yeah. How did you heard me do my little phone number story because, I mean,
yeah.
I think I've told it a million times. But there's parts of that I haven't told. What was your, how should I say it, wrong phone number? When did you begin to start on the path where you realized that something had to heal, but not by throwing a Band-Aid on it, maybe perhaps by living larger than you've ever lived before. When was that for you?
I was thinking about that on the drive down today. I think it was in 2010, 2009, specifically doing this soul work, doing it during this time. And partly was because the soul's voice, the soul's calling, which is, you know, what we're doing is embodying the soul, right? Embodying. And the soul wanted to go from a place of intense pain to pleasure, intense pleasure. I called it intense pleasure. And so then at the same time, you know, not really looking outside of myself for permission or approval, but to really know my own soul's work. And so that is when I had a surrender, a meet to Jesus kind of moment where I said, okay, what is it? I want to learn this. I really want to learn what's mine to learn. And that is when I had my first betrayal experience. And when I had my first betrayal experience through a partnership, a friendship, you know, while I was in it, that's when I discovered that there was that core wound of betrayal deep in my root chakra that I couldn't sit down for 2 weeks. And after the betrayal, you know, wound was realized and cleansed, and what's the opposite of that is trust. And then I discovered there are other core emotional wounds, like not good enough, like shame, like separation from source, victim consciousness, abandonment. So I discovered there's all those. And guess what? All those also have opposites as well. So the old human then goes from feeling betrayed, abandoned, not worthy, shameful of your power, shameful of your light, feeling separation from source, feeling that victim consciousness, to then living and realizing of I am worthy, I am enough, I can shine my light, I am willing to trust, I'm willing to be the trust that I want to see in the world, that the opposite of abandonment is security, feeling secure within your being, within yourself. Because when you realize, you used the word actualize earlier, when you realize and actualize your truth and your consciousness, your being, then you have a level of responsibility, and now you're invited to be that trust that you seek in the world.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I want to talk with you about is this idea of all I could think about, this is you all from New York, if you hear me say this, I'm not really dissing New York because I'm from New York. It reminds me of a time in New York when nothing was pure. I mean, things were being dumped into the ocean, the river. There was a period of time where the toxicity was staggering. It's horrible. And I'm really struck by that feeling, that core wounding feeling that you're talking about. Because I don't know what it was about 2009, but I went through the same thing in 2009. Holy, you know what? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, I thought, what just happened here? Mm-hmm.
I think that you and I have a lot of parallels because we've been on air a few times together where we talked about different stories. You know, we've been fired from every job, you know,
yeah.
Right? we've been fired from jobs when we're trying to get jobs. We've been fired because they, you know, there was that. And then do you remember the time when I was telling you about when I was trying to play the part of Jesus that one time in the church where I applied to play the part and they wouldn't give it to me because I'm a woman? And you said that you had a similar situation to that.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing I know, Pat, that was really challenging for you is your the story about your mother and all of that. Right. And so your mother did commit suicide or was committing suicide?
My mother did commit suicide. The first attempt, I think, was right around this time.
Oh,
I don't have, Linda's got the letters from my mother. The only reason I know it is because my stepmom, my dad had letters from my mom. And when my stepmom, my dad was going to throw them away. And my stepmom grabbed them and saved them until my dad died and gave them to me. That's the only reason I knew this. But here's the thing. See, I think if my mom were alive today and could work with someone like you and get the help that a woman who is a visionary, an entrepreneur, a go-getter, and who was asked never to step out of a traditional Italian-American role, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in order for her to stay down, you go to Dr. Jacoby and he writes your script.
Yeah.
And I think if she were here today, she would be sitting right here with you and me.
Yeah.
A game changer, a world changer. And how many people are listening to this that are like my mom?
Yeah.
That might be at a place where they're down a court, like you and I were in 09.
Yeah.
I thought 09, I had been through some stuff in my life, but 09, I was looking at a wheelchair, first of all, for my illness. And then, you know, your partner walks up to you and you're sick as could be. And all of a sudden you're like, okay, you're called to be alone. And that was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I look back at it now. It's horrible. The betrayal's horrible.
Yeah, it is horrible.
But would you have gotten where you are today without that lesson?
No. And that's what I want to tell the audience, the listeners today, is that wherever you're finding yourself today, even if you're in despair and chaos and you are in deep pain, there is a reason for this madness. And the madness is to heal and to really choose that you want to heal and that you want to honor life and that you want to honor your life and that you want to honor source, the universe, God, whatever you want to call it. But that you want to heal from your storyline, right? Because we were all born into families and lineages that helped us to continue on living the chaos of all the pain and everything that we had to endure so that we can get to the place that we are today. Look at where you are today. Look at where I am today. And I wouldn't be where I am today without those lessons. And so when we're talking about trust, I would like to invite everyone to even trust the part where you are right now if it's not the best place, even to trust that.
You know, one of the things you do is you don't give up on people. You know, I've known you now for a couple of years, and I watch you. Jessica and I talk about you all the time, and Linda. And we always wonder what is Cornelia, what is she going to do next to help our listeners? We're always thinking about this. Like, and you remind me of me when I first started this journey, right? Always creating something for the listeners. And I think about what you're tapping into right now and that energy. What have you created to help people move beyond this? Because this is not just you and me sitting here chit-chatting. There's an energy that says people have given up hope. Their thoughts have taken complete control. The Generation Zers are complete empaths. They don't know what to do. So it's not, you know, one generation. It's across the board. But you have a way to help people. What are you seeing? And what's the antidote for this? What is the, you know, what do we do to stop the venom?
Well, first of all, I just want to say, you know, the space that you created to receive myself and other entrepreneurs into this space is a container. And in that container, we can thrive. And I think this is what your shows and everything that you've done and created has been about. And when you can really tap into that, that is when you can expand and rise in consciousness and then continue on rising up to meet that next level of the leap of faith that you're taking. And in the meantime, continue on doing that shadow work, the shadow that says, I'm not good enough, I can't make it, I don't have enough money, I don't have the resources. Whatever is present is up so that you can release and let go of all of that. So I have a lot of different programs, you know, because Pat, you know that I work with people on a spiritual level, and then I also help entrepreneurs like yourself. You also mentor women. And so I have different resources and different support for different for people, you know, of whatever their call is needed for. So if people are struggling with releasing the negative thoughts, then they would probably be served well by taking the 21-day challenge.
Yeah.
Because every day, you know, we think between 12,000 and 60,000 thoughts per day. And those thoughts, 85% of those thoughts are negative, and it's the same thoughts that we thought the day before or the day before that. And so in order to release those negative thoughts so that when you wake up in the morning, that the challenge is to only think positive thoughts and to release the negative ones and to put a boundary in place that, like I did, you know, is I'm not asking people to do things that I haven't done myself. And I personally have a boundary in place that I absolutely, absolutely refuse to judge myself. I just refuse it. It's just not acceptable. And the only way that I'm allowed to talk to myself is with love and kindness. And if I talk to myself with love and kindness, then I'm going to talk to you with love and kindness. Then I'm going to see the beauty and the divine in you and in all other beings, because that's the truth, right? So if people want to practice and working on that, because it's a practice, it's an everyday.
Oh my gosh, it is. It is. Tell me, how do they find out? Let's, first of all, before we go to break, we still have lots to talk about. And I want to say to everybody out there, for those of you that are in a scenario where you need some help, please call us 1-800-930-2819. Let folks know, website, social media, all of the above, radio show, go for it.
Okay, so go to radio@corneliastephanie.com, and that's where you can find out about the 21-day challenge, or you can also go to my website at corneliastephanie.com. You can get it there. If you want to be part of our live studio audience on the radio, we are now allowing others to come and join us in the studio, and you can access your free access pass at corneliastephanievip.com. And Facebook, Cornelia Stephanie Facebook. So love to hear.
We're going to talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the VIP, what you're doing when we come back. Why? Because this is how you know a person that talks about trust trusts. And that is when you open up your heart, you open up your venue, you open up your vision to people that otherwise would not have the opportunity, and you invite them in unjudged, uninhibited, and unleashed, you get the essence of what real trust is about. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. But I also want you to all think about the 21-day challenge. You're not going to believe what happens to you. All of us need to get on it, because we have big things to do and we should not settle. We'll be right back.
In your ear, but you can't forget from sundown to sunset. Nah.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Are you truly ready to experience overflow in every area of your life? Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Imagine starting your week off with a deeper connection to the God consciousness. It's time for you to feel inspired, uplifted, and shifted. I invite you to join me, Tracy L., online or in person for our Soul Sundays. Start your week off feeling empowered and ready to serve and expand the miracles waiting for you.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Like a sound you hear that lingers in your ear, but you can't forget from sundown to sunset. Nana.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Cornelia Stephanie is in the house. Hey, one of the things I want to talk about is we didn't talk about the 21-day challenge because I love this. 21-day challenge, folks. Think about what we're talking about. How to go and annihilate. I love that word. Probably not a new thought, positive energy word, annihilate, huh? But it's a video game word. And just completely dissolve negative thoughts. 21-day challenge, $1 a day. She did not mention that. You cannot do anything for $1 a day. I can't even play ping pong for $1 a day. It costs me $2. So please give out that website again.
You can get it at CorneliaStephanie.com. There is a tab on the top that says the 21-day challenge. And the reason why the 21-day challenge is so potent is because every single day for 10 minutes a day, it invites you to rewrite the story of your life, to look at what your emotional triggers are, to look at what you're releasing and letting go of, to look at what it is that you're creating and what you now want, to affirm the words, I am worthy, I am loving, I am confident, I am whole, all those things that you know, I'm passionate, all of those things. And you know, Dr. Pat, when we do something for 21 days, it really shifts, especially nowadays, because the energies evolve so quickly. It gives us the opportunity to move through things so quickly, not like when we were first starting this process, like in 2009.
Oh, yeah.
It felt like, you know, we had to sit in this density in tar like forever, and we're like bleeding. You know, now you can move through it, you know, so much quicker. So CorneliaStephanie.com, the 21-day challenge. There's a tab that says the 21-day challenge. And also I'm starting a Facebook group for the 21-day challenge, especially as we're moving into 2020. I'll be supporting many people with helping them release their negative thoughts and moving into the truth of who they are. And that is the amazing, most special, sweetest, innocent, loving individuals that we are, because that's the truth. That is the truth. I want to give a quick shout out to Susan Axelrod.
Yay, Susan. Hey, girl.
Susan Axelrod. She is such a powerful ally, friend, supporter of mine. And
mine.
And Dr. Pat's, absolutely.
And the network.
So you can catch Susan, Confidence Coach. confidence coach on Transformation Talk Radio, and she is on, I think she now has two shows. It's the first and the
third. She was just on last Friday, and she'll be on the 22nd again.
Check it out on Transformation Talk Radio, Susan Axelrod. I mean, this woman, she's on Facebook Live every day, so it's like, get over to Facebook Live and do everything that Susan says. So she's awesome. Thanks, Susan, for your love and support, and I just want to give a shout-out to all my co-hosts.
Please do, because I want people to understand the format of what you've created, and then they can understand the VIP idea.
Yeah.
Because what you've done is, it's not even a ripple effect. It is almost like a domino. It's where you're looking at things lining up perfectly, synchronistically, to create a movement. People always say, why do you use the domino thing, Pat? Because those dominoes fall down when you line them up. I said, if that's the way you see the domino thing, you're totally missing the synchronicity, the movement, the gentleness, the precision, and I could go on. But that's what you're creating. See, you're creating that, a place for people to come together. And but I'll tell you what, people can't step into their fullest unless they get that jackhammer out and they knock off some of that crust. So tell us about that. And we didn't actually talk about the VIP. So can you talk about that?
So, yeah, the Cornelia Stephanie VIP Studio Access Pass is for all of you, the listeners, that want to be part of our studio audience. And over the last 2 years in doing the shows, which is every Friday from 12 to 2, pretty soon from 12 to 3, I'm taking over the entire quarter of the day, 12 to 3, with my co-hosts. And my co-hosts are amazing way showers, you know, entrepreneurs. They are people that are doing big things in the world and also through their own experiences have so much wisdom and so many gifts to share. And they are coming on to share their brilliance with the world. So one of the things that I found, because you know that you know this because you're the founder and creator of Transformation Talk Radio. And so we are moving into the golden era of radio, and radio is even going to be even more so than it has been before in the past. I mean, it's everything is about our communication. It's about how we communicate. So many more people, I don't know, 80 million people a month listening to podcasts. I don't even know.
It's actually accelerating now.
It's so fast that you can't even track it, I think. Yeah. So many people are listening to podcasts, and that's because everybody's really, I feel like all people are healers. Everybody's a healer. Everybody has the ability to self-heal. If you really want to move into your own healing and accelerate, we have, you know, we're using our radio shows to offer you insight, tips, tools, techniques that can help you and assist you. And part of the Cornelia Stephanie VIP that I recently created was I've been looking at the disconnect that's happening with radio and people listening to podcasts. So people are listening to podcasts. They can just go from one podcast to the next podcast to the next podcast to the next podcast. But then there is no connection for the hosts and the audience. And so I created CorneliaStephanieVIP.com where the studio audience can join us and be part of our live online experience so that you can ask the host questions about whatever is up for you, that you can have more of an engagement. Because really, what is it that we're all looking for? Yeah. Connection.
It is. There's no question about it. Connection and storytelling, just like you and I just did today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're looking for connection. So what I'm doing, and this is just brand new, we're just rolling this out now, and that is that we're inviting the public now to join us online and get their access pass. And also want to thank you so much for giving up an hour of your time together to be with us. But we're going to be giving away prizes. We're going to be giving away money. I want to get it to the point, Dr. Pat, where I'm giving away thousands of dollars and where I'm giving away cars you know, the same way like Ellen and Oprah.
Yeah.
I want to get to that place. And that's my whole purpose for, you know, doing this so that people want to be part of our experience and that they see the value, not only for what the hosts are bringing, what we're talking about, but also that we have this extra special thing that can help them in their life, you know, because we know what it's like walking this spiritual path. it's not easy. It's not easy to make the spiritual path and the healing path your number one priority.
You know, it's not. And I think if you go back, let's talk about the betrayal thing for a minute, because I don't know about you, but I have been brought to my knees several pivotal times in my life. I mean, there are the things that bring you to your knees for a moment. But I mean, 2009 was one of them. And I don't know about you, but I venture to, I'm going to take a leap here and say, I think you're a lot like me. If you want to see me rise up in a fury of fire, knock me down.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that the weirdest thing?
Yeah.
And the universe know this. God, spirit, universe, whatever you believe in, they know that about me.
Yeah.
And I've tried to try the feather. Just tell me I can't do something.
Oh, you know what? That reminds me of Harriet Tubman. Did you see it?
No.
Oh, you haven't gone to see it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God. You have to go.
Oh,
I'm
going to
tell you, there's
all
so
right,
many
go
golden
ahead
nuggets in that movie, but I'll give you one line, just
all
this
right
one
all
line.
Right.
My name is Harriet Tubman. I'm the leader of this group. You do what it is that I say.
Mm.
And that was, it was so awesome when she said that, simply because one of her own people was about to turn on her when she was trying to lead them into freedom, leading them in the middle of the night into freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's fear came up and said, no, we can't go that way. And she was the one that was leading the tribe, and they were telling her, you can't do that. And she goes, don't you tell me what I can't do. And that's what you're talking about. And that's actually what we all need to do, is don't tell us what we can't do. Tell us what we can do. And that's what we want to focus on, because what we can do is we can create a whole new world. And that's what we're here to do. We all signed up for it.
Yeah. You know, Mama Clark, my stepmama, Mama Clark, married my dad. Now, my mother passed away on the 22nd of November, and my dad remarried right away because obviously he had been, cheating on my mother with my stepmother. We all know that.
Okay.
You know, it's just life.
Yeah.
But my stepmother, I think about, what was it about the death of my mother that was so perfect to shape me into the person I am today? And I think about that, and David Essel in his book talks about it. There are people that come into our lives that will challenge us to go to places we can't even imagine we're capable of going. And my stepmom was one of those people. This is the woman that taught me what persevering is, not by beating it into me, but by making me jump on a pogo stick, not letting me back in the house. It was dark, not getting dinner, having me pout because I was a little pouter, throw the pogo stick down, couldn't do it, I can't do it, I'm crying, I can't do it. All the kids on the block are making fun of me because I can't do it. Until something happened, and it's way you started the show today. It's called peace. It's when you get to that place where all of the crying, all of the tantrums, all of the fist pounding, all of the throwing things around, whether that's emotionally, spiritually, physically, or mentally, when all of that fails, you go to this place of peace, albeit for a nanosecond. But in that nanosecond, you're called to rise up. And from a place of peace, I jumped on that pogo stick. And I'll tell you, I jumped on that thing until I broke it for years later. But that is what we're talking about with the work you do, the challenge, the coaching you do. Because when you get older, it's not as easy. I have people in my life, and I know you do too. I would not be here today without Linda and Linda's family.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be dead. I know I'd be dead.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be here. and her family. We wouldn't be as an organization without Jessica.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. This would not, this intern that walked in on an internship and learned everything there is to learn. And I want to ask you, what do you think is both our greatest challenge now moving into 2020 and our greatest opportunity? Because this is a different energy. This is 11-11 today. Mm-hmm. It has both dark and light. And I have to believe that the light is so going to overpower the dark. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I also feel like, you know, to start your day off every single day with a peace of heart, peace of mind, do the shadow work, do the inner work. If you need to get a coach, if you need to get a healer, if you need to get somebody to support you, do that work, because, you know, as things accelerate and as things speed up, you know, we're not creating, Pat, by time anymore. We're not creating linearly, not by time. But a lot of the people don't know that. And so people are feeling like, oh, my God, I can't keep up. I can't keep up. I can't keep up, when they don't realize that they need to let things go, let things go, let things go, in order to really discover how to create from a place of peace, but not in chasing, you know, chasing the time. We're not creating that way anymore. So there's just, you know, I feel like that's the number one thing, is to step back, really take a step back. And, you know, even like right now, yesterday morning, I stayed in bed until 11. It felt so good. It felt so good to just sleep in and just rest, you know. And I also feel that rest is such an important part of our healing and health, you know, because we're both pretty active in the things that we do. But yesterday's call was like, no, you're going to stay in bed. So being able to take the time to journal, to, you know, make peace your number one habit, to work on yourself, and to spend time in nature, to spend time with yourself, to really, really love yourself, to really, really be so in love with yourself and have that conversation. So juicy, so loving. And when you have that, you're going to bring that to all of your relationships. I want to tell everybody about a workshop that I'm offering in January 24th, 25th.
Is this What Women Want?
What Women
Want. Oh, my God. I was going to actually stop you so you would talk about it. I love that you're doing it in January, number one. Mm. But there is, just to say what women want being said by women.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the workshop. What inspired you to create it?
It's two other women and myself, Mary Jane and Rebecca. Mary Jane is going to be helping women tap into their purpose and their why. Rebecca is going to help women tap into their legacy. What's their legacy and their essence? And I'm going to help women tap into that inner queen, that inner king, so that women can really feel confident in making choices, in, you know, building their legacies, and that they can feel to be in the authority in their own life. And we're doing it in LeConnor. I think the workshop is like $250. There's an early bird if they go to theluxleconnor.com. If they go there and they catch the early bird, I think, I don't know what the early bird is, but there's that. And there's nothing like in January taking some time away and retreating and being with other women, a group of women, where you can really fully find out what it is that you want now. Because we know when we move into the holiday season, right, everything is so busy that you're really not going to have time to really focus on yourself. So January, plan and retreat to make yourself the number one priority. Because really, you know this too, that our new year doesn't begin in January. Our new year begins in March, in April, right, in the springtime. So we still have plenty of time in January to get really clear on what it is that you want, and tapping into your inner queen, knowing what that means to you, tapping into that inner masculine action, that king that is going to support the honoring and the love that you are, that's always going to be making choices based on the core values that's important to you. So these are all These are all things that...
Well, that is that January 25th is also the Chinese New Year, and it is the year, if I could recall this, my friends I play table tennis with, so I know this stuff, right? It's the year of the white rat, and it's a very, very lucky... lucky is the word that gets used. However, luck equals intuition.
Oh, yeah.
Intuition in action is actually what luck is, right? And so what do you see when you sit here now and you look forward? What do you see is possible in the energy of 2020?
I think we're going to have a lot of challenges. There's going to be a lot of challenges because the world is changing. And that's the reason why it's so important that you are okay with yourself and that you are tapped into your superpowers, that you're really tapped into your superpowers. Like for me, for instance, I'm so excited about 2020, about what I'm creating, what I'm working on, the things that I'm rolling out. I'm so, so, so excited about it. But that's because I have the tools and I'm using continuously using the energy to rewrite my story. I'm not creating based on the past. I'm continuously working on that. So for me, that is what we all have the ability to do, is to really use our law of attraction, the law of rewrite, our, you know, intuition and our manifesting powers to manifest what it is that we really want and what it is that we really want to create. But we have to be able to make room and make space and make time for that. And if we don't do that, then we're, we're going to be kind of spinning our tails, if you will.
Yeah. And I think that really takes us back to what we started out by saying is, you know, just because there's chaos on the outside doesn't mean we can't have a stream of calm on the inside. And that's the work that you do to help people get there.
Yes, it's exactly. It's well, we all want to be, you know, we all need to be the peace that we want to see in the world, because that's, the world is only mirroring to us what is out of harmony within us. So that's, it's a lot to take, but that's really what it is. It's, you know, being able to release those emotional triggers and coming back to a place of being neutral, not attached to things, but just allowing the universe to have its way with you in a way where you're just having fun. I mean, that's the other thing. Let's have some fun, Pat.
Let's have some fun. And I think that's it. You know, one of the things my friends tell me about this year is for the metal rat. And it's interesting. 2020, today's 11/11. You know, this is January 25th, the same weekend as your workshop. And it goes through February 11th. Mm. And so when you look at this energy that's coming in and you see high intelligence, intuition, you know, the fact that we decided to frame our new application and technology as a form of intelligence, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of this, though, coming to the place where you're called to help other people, and the universe is opening the door for you to do that so that the people you help can help other people.
That's it. That's really it.
And I have to thank you and honor you. We always sit down, and every time we have a production meeting, I'm always, what is Cornelia up to? What is she doing? Tell me what she's up to. What is she doing? Because it is that creative energy that steps in and fuels our possibilities.
Yeah.
One last question. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with? And please give out your website again.
So what do I want to leave everybody with is just see yourself. See yourself the way the divine sees you. Would you be willing to see yourself as the way the divine sees you? Would you be willing to see the beauty, the love, the amazing creator that you are, the loving being that you are? Would you be willing to see that? And would you be willing to let go, love free, all those parts that you don't deem worthy? And come visit me at my website, corneliastephanie.com. Go to corneliastephanievip.com to come and join us in the studio audience. And thanks again for joining the Cornelia Stephanie Radio Show every Friday from 12 to 2.
Thank you, Benny, for pushing all the right buttons. Thank you, Kat and Sean, for doing what you do. Cornelia, thank you for keeping the fire burning.
Oh, thank you.
All right, everyone. Here's what I want to say. This is the year of intuition and intelligence. And when you put those two things together from a soul perspective, anything and everything is possible. We see you next time.
Oh, I beg and please sing him. Come out of things unsaid.